This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. First Citizens Bank of North Carolina will buy Silicon Valley Bank, which collapsed earlier this month. SVB's customers will now automatically become customers of First Citizens. The AP's Norman Hall.
The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank rattled the banking industry and led the FDIC and other regulators to act to protect depositors to prevent wider financial turmoil. SVB, based in Santa Clara, California, failed on March 10th after depositors rushed to withdraw money amid fears about the bank's health. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden's making federal funding available for Mississippi after the massive tornado that killed 25 people there. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Help has begun pouring into one of the poorest regions in the country, the Mississippi Delta, after a deadly tornado killed and injured dozens of people and flattened entire communities.
Just been devastating.
The mayor of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, Eldridge Walker, says families are grieving, homeless, and facing years of displacement. But the federal government is helping.
That's what we're here to do.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured the damage this weekend, vowing help is there.
Going door to door into these communities, helping people register for assistance.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
To Israel now, where word is just in from Tel Aviv that flights out of Israel's main international airport have been grounded following word of a protest by the largest trade union group in the country. They are striking in protest of Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary. Police in Little Rock, Arkansas say two separate shootings last night killed two people and wounded five. Few details at the moment. Investigations are underway. Gas is $3.43 a gallon this morning. That's about the same as a week ago, says the AAA. A month ago, gas was $3.36 a gallon. This is AP News. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Ghana, where she is meeting with that nation's president today. She's just beginning a week-long trip to the continent.
Ghana is one of the continent's most stable democracies, but Harris is arriving at a time of severe challenges for the West African nation.
What an honor it is to be here in Ghana and on the continent of Africa. On behalf of the president and our entire nation, we bring you greetings.
Ghana's economy, among the fastest growing in the world before the COVID-19 pandemic, faces a debt crisis and soaring inflation that is driving up the cost of food and other necessities.
This trip, as a further statement of the long and enduring and very important relationship and friendship between the people of the United States and those who live on the continent of Africa.
I'm Sarah Naffa.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.